Here's a special flash for all king-size cigarette smokers. It won't be too long before you'll be able to buy king-size Chesterfields, the first premium quality cigarette to be available regular and king-size. Either way you like them, regular or king-size, Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke.
Sound off!
Sound off!
Sound off for Chesterfield!
Much milder with a better taste than no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield's the one to buy. Millions say they're satisfied.
Sound off
for Chesterfield!
Sound off
for Chesterfield!
Buy a pack of Chesterfields
and do it
today!
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guest, Peggy Lee. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our 39th and final broadcast for this season. So on this sad, sentimental occasion, we now present a singer with a sob in his voice, blubbering Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Ken, there's nothing to be sad or nothing to blubber about. This is a joyous occasion. We're just going to take a little vacation. We'll be back on the air in the fall.
Well, Bing, after that TV show you did with Bob Hope last Saturday night, I think you'd be all pepped up over television.
Oh, you caught old Ratchet Head and me, huh?
Yeah,
the telethon absolutely. We did for the Olympic TV.
I saw it. You and Bob must have been wrecks after that was over.
We were wrecks when it started.
Bing, I was wondering, what was that Bob was eating all during the show? It looked like he was chewing peanuts all the time.
Those were vitamin pills. He was rushing the Ributol.
I'll say one thing, Bing, though. You looked awful good on TV.
Oh, could you see me?
Sure could.
I had the feeling that Bob was between me and the camera most of the time.
Well, I saw you a lot, Bing. I noticed one thing, though. Your eyes seemed to twitch quite a bit.
Let's hope again. He had to get corny and put itching powder in my mascara.
Did you and Bob wear makeup?
Oh, just a dab here and there, you know. Just a smidgen.
You sure looked great. Who did your makeup, Wally Westmore or Max Factor?
Neither one. We gave the contract to a plastering firm.
Plastering firm?
Yes, it was surprising what a layer of plaster and flesh-colored wallpaper can do for you.
You should have used Chemtone.
Okay. Yes, but now, Ken, I think we better get on to the opening selection, which I noticed the popular ditty thing called A Round the Corner. Have you heard
that.
This?
Yes, I like it.
This song, peculiar enough, although it sounds like it comes from the Middle West, is from the South African veldt, and it's dedicated tonight to the boys of the Antarctic post of Port Lockroy. Hope this warms things up for you a bit, boys.
Hey, around the corner, the pub beneath the berry tree. Hey, on the buckcat behind the bush, looking for Emmy, looking for Emmy, looking for Emmy Lee.
Tonight all the folks will cut the corn.
Cut the corn.
Tonight I'll be glad that I was born.
I was born.
For my Emily I'll see. She'll be cutting corn with me. And we'll meet beneath the bitter berry tree. Around the corner, beneath the berry tree. Along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emily.
Looking for Emily tonight. The stars are shining bright.
Shining bright.
Tonight, the cornfields are a sight.
Are a sight. I have reached the meeting spot, but my Emily has not. And I wonder, can it be that she forgot?
Hey, round the corner, beneath the berry tree.
Along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emily.
Looking for Emily.
Tonight as the moon begins to sink.
Sink and sink.
Tonight there are footsteps which I think.
Which I think.
Will at last bring her to me, my beloved Emily. But I don't see why so late she has to be. leave. Oh, Emily, why did you make me wait?
Make me wait.
I'm late 'cause I had another date.
Another date.
It was plain for me to see she'd been keeping company with another boy beneath another tree.
Around the corner, beneath the berry tree.
Along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emily.
I'm looking for Emily.
I told Emily to go away.
Go away.
But now I'm sad she didn't stay.
She did not stay.
But tomorrow night if she comes looking round for me, I'll be sitting neath the bitter berry tree.
Hey, around the corner,
beneath the berry tree. Hey, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emmy, looking for Emmy, looking for Emily, looking for Emily.
Friends, to show you why Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke, we've named all our ingredients, and we're the first and only cigarette to do so. These ingredients are what make Chesterfield's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. And here they are, for every smoker to hear and to remember.
The right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities. And Chesterfields are kept tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents, costly glycerol, and pure sugars which are natural to tobacco. Nothing else. These have been proved entirely safe for use in the mouth. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity.
Folks, those are the proven ingredients to give you the best possible smoke. So you can see why we're glad to name them. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today. Now we come upon the title song from the Paramount picture, Just For You. This is a Technicolor opus which features, among other people, Miss Ethel Barrymore and Miss Jane Wyman.
Spring is here, and all the pretty flowers that grow just for you. Skies are clear, and all the little stars that glow, just for you. Every brook that glitters in the sunlight, every bird that flutters in the blue, takes one look and breaks into a love song just for you, just for you. You appear and softly in the trees above, cool breezes sigh, just for you, my love. They sigh, and so do I. For you, my love, they sigh, and so do I.
The fine solo piano you heard in the arrangement by Mr. Trotter was played by Mr. Buddy Cole. Now, folks, here's a very charming, very talented songstress, one of our really great vocalists, who is currently appearing at Tiro's here on the Sunset Strip, Miss Peggy Lee.
Thank you, Dean.
Well, Peggy, it's nice to have you aboard in your iridescent midnight blue.
Oh, thank you.
That's what that is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
See, I'm not colorblind. I come on.
No.
Nice to have you aboard anyhow, Peg.
All set for your vacation, Bing?
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, I'm slipping into my Levi's and my West Tex boots, and I'm heading for the ranch. I'm going trout fishing on horseback.
On horseback?
You're darn tootin'. Up in Nevada, the trout are so wild, we have to lasso them.
Oh, yeah. Trout your favorite fish?
Well, they're very good. Of course, lately, I like pike.
Who?
Pike.
Oh. What about Ike?
Well, I imagine Ike likes pike, too. He loves to fish, I know that.
Well, I don't suppose he has much time for fishing right now.
Only for delegates, I think. Be that as it may, Peg, what's your selection going to be tonight?
Well, I thought I'd sing You Go to My Head.
Oh, you go to my head, mm-hmm. And you bring it like a glass of champagne. Oh, it's my favorite ballad. Sing
it. Really?
Sing it. How would you like to fight it out with me in a duet?
Okay.
This is a thing called Zing a Little Zong. It's from the forthcoming Paramount picture, Just for You.
Oh, just for you is your new picture, isn't it, Dave?
What do you think? Shall we say, well, I get my copy.
All righty.
Zing, 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 a little song, come on and zing. Zing, zing, a little song, come on and zing. Zing, zing, a little song, come on and zing. Zing, 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 a little song with me. I know we're not beside desiders, zing. But when you're sitting by the side of me, I want to sing a little song.
Sing some sentimental melody about a chapel or an apple tree, about a couple living happily, and I'll be glad to sing along.
And I'll be glad it ain't the season
that has begun to silly. You really are a dolly and a dilly. You got a reason to cuddle sort of close to me, and we could do a very clever bit of close harmony.
Zing, 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 it's getting late, my pet.
My pet.
We got a most important date to set. I'm sure that we could make a great duet.
And we could sing a little love song all night long. Zoom, a zoom, a zoom. Zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom,
zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zing, zum, sentimental melody. That's all about.
About a chapel or an apple tree.
And I'll be glad
about
to sing.
About a couple of an apple leaf.
How's that with you?
Well, I'll be glad to sing it too.
Well, okay.
It ain't the season that has me kind of silly. You really are a dolly and a dilly. You got a reason to cut us all the close to me. And we could do a very clever bit of
close to harmony. Zing,
zing, zing,
zing.
It's getting
zing,
late, my friend.
Forgot to set the date.
I know that
we could make a great duet. I'll be the tenor, bass, and baritone. Oh, well, we'll settle for a love song all night long.
Thanks, Peg. Now I'd like to get along with a little standard here. It's an old-timer. While the smoke clears, this is Jimmy McHugh's Pride and Joy. This is the song I guess Jimmy is the proudest of all the great things that he's written. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. And we got Buddy Cole featured at the piano. Mr. Cole.
Can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. scheme of why, scheme of why, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, it's good to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything. Oh, I can't give you anything but love.
Before we forget it, Bing, we want to tell all our friends to have a real jolly time this summer, especially on vacations.
Right, Ken, and I've got a little vacation tip to pass along to the folks. Be sure and stash away a couple of cartons of Chesterfields in your Gladstone before heading for the hills. Like we've been saying, you get out of a Chesterfield a smoke that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste.
That's because the only ingredients that go into Chesterfields are the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke. The world's best tobaccos, kept tasty and fresh by pure moistening agents and cigarette paper of the highest purity. These are the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
That's backed up by research in the newest and the best research labs in the business.
Chesterfields are made in the newest and most modern cigarette factories. And Peggy Lee can back me up on that.
Right, Ken. I watched them being made in Durham. Nothing but the best.
Folks, the word best sums up the whole Chesterfield story. Best ingredients, best manufacture, and best research. That's what's in every pack of Chesterfields for you. That's why you should change to Chesterfield today. Peggy, let's sing a summary sort of a jingle here, huh? All about vacations. Are you willing?
Friends, for a perfect summer vacation, here's advice and syncopation.
Eye the road instead of the view. Be sure to observe the speed limit, too.
If you head for the beach, beware of the sun. Better be pale than too well done.
Don't go swimming right after a meal. Just settle back with a Chesterfield.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, take plenty of Chesterfields with you.
Your summer fun has just begun when you pack along the milder ones.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Vacation time and any time, it's Chesterfield.
That's right.
Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen have written a new tune which Peggy and I recently recorded for Decca. It's titled The Moon Came Up With a Great Idea. I think they came up with a good title there, too. I think we ought to sing it, don't you, Peg?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thinking, I'm thinking all yes. the time. Let's go, my dear.
The moon came up with a great idea last night.
One of those things that rings a bell.
So I kinda looked at baby, and baby said maybe.
There wasn't any maybe till the moon came up with a great idea last night.
Suddenly everything was swell,
and before I knew it, baby was holding me tight.
The stars winked overhead like they knew she was due to confess. Not a word was said. What a wonderful way to say yes.
Yes, the moon came up with a great idea, all right.
She saw the light,
and there won't be any maybe
with baby tonight.
Wasn't that an edifying idea?
Oh, just edifying.
The moon came up with a great idea last night. Yes, it took the moon to do it, 'cause before I knew it, baby
was holding me tight. Tender but tight, The stars winked overhead like they knew she was due to confess. Not a word was said.
It's a wonderful way to say yes. The moon came up with a great idea, all right. Too big to fight, and there won't be any maybe with baby tonight.
And there won't be any maybe with baby tonight, tonight, tonight.
Just a word of thanks now from all of us to all our listeners who've stuck with us throughout this past season. We'll be back on the radio next fall over CBS, and I hope we can get together at that time. Remember, friends, Chesterfield names all its ingredients, so you'll know what makes Chesterfield much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. The authority for that is a well-known research organization. So sound off for Chesterfield, folks. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today. Folks, if I may bend your ear for just a second more, I'd like to point out that blood and blood plasma are saving the lives of our fighting men wounded in Korea. And we certainly owe it to them to have the needed supplies of blood available for their treatment. So why don't you call your Red Cross chapter or your local blood donor center for an appointment to make your donation of blood for the armed forces. Thank you.
Cosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdaugh McKenzie.